In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus gives us instructions for praying. He says, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to stand up and pray in the houses of worship and on street corners so that everyone will see them. I assure you, they have already been paid in full. But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what you do in private will reward you. When you pray, do not use a lot of meaningless words, as the pagans do, who think that their gods will hear them because their prayers are long. I think what Jesus is trying to teach us in this scripture is that prayer is to be a very natural and a very simple thing for us to do. It's as natural and simple as talking to your best friend, or eating, or sleeping, or breathing. Prayer doesn't have to be complicated, and it doesn't require us to use elegant and sophisticated words. In Richard Foster's book, Prayer, Finding the Heart's True Home, he writes, "What I am trying to say is that God receives us just as we are. In the same way that a small child cannot draw a bad picture, so a child of God cannot offer a bad prayer. So we are brought to the most basic, the most primary form of prayer, simple prayer. Let me describe it for you. In simple prayer, we bring ourselves before God just as we are, warts and all. Like children before a loving Father, we open our hearts and make our request. We do not try to sort things out, the good from the bad. We simply, unpretentiously share our concerns and make our petitions. We tell God, for example, how frustrated we are with that coworker at work or the neighbor down the street. We ask him for food, favorable weather, and good health. Simple prayer involves ordinary people bringing ordinary concerns to a loving and compassionate Father. There is no pretense in simple prayer. We do not pretend to be more holy, more pure, or more saintly than we actually are. We don't try to conceal our conflicting and contradictory motives from God or ourselves. And in this posture, we pour out our heart to God, who is greater than our heart, and who already knows all things. So my friends, the good news for you is every one of you can be real. You can be honest and authentic and simply be yourself when you pray. When you talk to God and bring your joys and sorrows, your concerns and needs of loved ones, of friends, and even your innermost desires to Him, you don't have to carry the burdens of your work, your family, health, finances by yourself anymore. God wants to open those closed doors for you and those dead-end roads so He can lead you to a path of joy and happiness. God is waiting for you to share all of your life with Him and let Him walk alongside you through the trials, the storms, the celebrations, and successes of life. So pour your heart out to God, and He will hear and answer your prayer. As we take the next step of being committed to Christ, I'd like to ask you to make a commitment to grow in your prayer life. And I'd like each of you to be honest with God and with yourselves if you decide if and how you're going to strive growing in your prayer life. Check all that apply on the card that they passed out to you. And then whenever the service is over, I'd like you to place them on the table back by the Jesus basket. So, because I think that's who we pray to. And it's good for us to seek God in all that we do. Are you ready to grow in your prayer life? Maybe you will check, today I'm not ready to make a commitment to pray. Or today, beginning today, I will pray when I am in a worship service. Beginning today, I will pray every time I am facing a difficult decision. Beginning today, I will pray daily. Beginning today, I will pray daily using a devotional guide. Beginning today, I will pray daily, remembering the prayer requests shared in worship. Beginning today, I will pray daily using the weekly prayer list from the church. Beginning today, I will pray daily, setting aside 15 minutes for daily devotional time. Beginning today, I will pray daily and be in the church prayer chain or prayer group. Prayer will be a priority in my life. Let us join together as we sing, "'Tis So Sweet."